from atoms to molecules. Molecules are the result of atoms binding to one another, and when molecules combine together, the result is matter. The special bond between atoms is essential for the formation of the universe in which we live and for our own existence. When two atoms come alongside for bonding together, an electron starts going back and forth between them. The two atoms have now combined together to form an element. The word bond, which we use when speaking about atoms, must not deceive us. The phenomenon consists of just one or a few electrons coming and going between two atoms. Atoms combine together through these bonds to form different substances with their own characteristics. For example, two hydrogen and one oxygen atom change entirely in order to produce a brand new substance. This new substance that forms is water. Another example of such a change is the table salt that we use in our everyday lives. Table salt forms from the combination of sodium and chloride atoms. The important and noteworthy point here is that sodium is explosive and chloride is poisonous, yet, when combined, they produce something essential and pleasant tasting. Sometimes, a few atoms combine together to produce small molecules such as water, and sometimes a large number of atoms produce large and highly complex molecules such as proteins. This system is so sensitive that the slightest change in the resulting molecules could turn something like water into something foul-tasting and poisonous, or something inedible into something pleasant to eat, or liquid into a solid. For example, if the atoms that make up water combine with one more oxygen atom instead of H2O, the resulting formula is H2O2. This single extra atom turns that water that gives us life, and that we can use for drinking, into the toxic substance known as hydrogen peroxide. There are 109 known types of atoms in the universe. It is astonishing how such a diversity as that which we observe in the universe can arise from just 109 atoms. The bonds that bind atoms together are nothing more than the journeys made by tiny electrons in empty space. That journey gives rise to the air we breathe, the houses we live in, to dogs, cats, the scent of flowers, the taste of an apple, the water we drink, the enzymes in our bodies, the planets, and, simply put, everything there is. Existence coming into being from nothing, weight and substance forming out of nothing, color forming from no color, and smell from no smell are all proofs of the sublimity of Allah's creation. It is Allah, the omniscient and the Lord of the heavens and earth, who gives rise to mountains, animals, plants, and human beings out of the movements of electrons too small to see with the naked eye, and who creates all things to perfection. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. It is He who created everything on the earth for you and then directed His attention up to heaven and arranged it into seven regular heavens. He has knowledge of all things. Surat Al-Baqarah 29.